Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all. This is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
A bit breezy and cool around these parts today and tomorrow, but come Thursday, AccuWeather says we're going to get some rain, and we want to bring in AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson now to tell us all about it, Brian.
Yeah, we'll see quite a bit of rain, it looks like, Larry, as we head into Thursday. Up until then, we're going to be seeing, for the most part, a fair amount of clouds through tonight, tomorrow, into tomorrow night. But then that rain picks up into Thursday. We'll start to see some rain tomorrow night, but Thursday is when we'll see the heavier rain. This is going to be a fairly fast-moving system, but it's going to pack a punch. We could easily pick up 1 to 2 inches of rain during the day on Thursday, especially during the midday and afternoon hours. So especially the evening commute of concern on Thursday, where there could be some flooding and low-lying and poor drainage areas because of how heavy that rain is going to be at times. But again, it's a fast mover. The rain moves out Thursday night. That'll leave us with a mainly dry but very windy Halloween on Friday. Larry?
Thank you, Brian. By contrast, we got that slow-moving storm, Melissa, down in the Caribbean. I know you've been watching it. What do you make of this storm, a Category 5, and the concerns that we're hearing coming out of there?
Yeah, still a Category 5, Larry, with top winds of 160 miles per hour. Now, the storm has lost a little bit of its wind speed, of course, still a Category 5, but the fact that it's moving over land, it's going to lose a little bit of the wind, but still just producing extremely dangerous wind across especially the western part of Jamaica. We've had very heavy rain. The storm's been moving very slowly, still only moving about 8 miles per hour. But as it moves to the north and east, eventually we'll head toward Cuba, the eastern part of Cuba, as we head into tomorrow, and then toward Bermuda later this week.
Okay, thank you, Brian. And there are many New Yorkers with ties to Jamaica, as you can imagine. We talked to a lot of people yesterday, but some are there now, right in the thick of the storm, riding out the most powerful storm in ages. Newsman Mac Rosenberg talked to a lady earlier.
While there is a sense of urgency.
Oh my God, you know, what is Jamaica going to look like? What are certain parts of Jamaica going to look like?
Brooklyn native Michelle Robinson's mindset is one day at a time as she rides out the hurricane in Kingston.
This storm has moved slow enough that everyone should be ready and prepared. So far, they've been cleaning the gullies. They've been trying. They've been cleaning the streets as well.
She says Jamaicans are resilient and strong.
This is not going to make us tumble down. It's not going to wipe the country off of the map.
Some who lost electricity during Beryl last year are just getting it back now. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Stay with 1010 Winds for the updates. Hopefully we can make contact with Melissa after this is done, and our hope is that she is going to be okay. Getting the kids to school next week might be a little difficult, with negotiations at a standstill between some big school bus companies and the city education department.
Parents are panicking ahead of a possible school bus shutdown that would impact kids all across the boroughs. Jean's both a parent of a District 75 student and a bus driver.
We don't even know how long it will last, what's going on, and how it's going to transpire. I hope that they come to a fair agreement and they do extend the contract.
As a backup plan, the city is offering free Omni cards, but one anonymous school bus driver we spoke to who serves Staten Island says that's not going to cut it for a majority of the students she serves.
A mom or a dad to get these children to school. Yes, some people say, oh, well, they can wake up early. It's not that simple.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, that's another one we will monitor and keep you posted on. A lot of cliffhangers going on, right? E-bike batteries at the center of a city council hearing today. Members of the FDNY facing questions from city council members, both about fire safety in general, and more specifically how the department regulates the storage of lithium-ion batteries, which have led to a number of deadly fires here in the city. That's been public outcry from folks who don't want battery energy storage systems, also known as battery farms, to be built in their neighborhoods. But FDNY Hazmat Chief Joe Loftus says they have safety measures in place.
We could remotely monitor it as a fire department if there was some type of event going on. So it regulates the battery's health. And as I said, it's essentially the brain. So these are highly, highly technical skills.
City Council Member Joan Arriola shot back, saying she doesn't doubt the FDNY's capability, but she says, Brother Joe, I'm still concerned about the proximity to residential neighborhoods and the impact on the environment. So we'll see how they work that out. On this National First Responders Day, late night icon John Stewart on hand to honor those who went above and beyond to help their communities.
There were 15 first responders on the roll call of heroes, including NYPD officer Rich Wong, back on the job after he was shot last year in the leg responding to a robbery.
I feel good. I mean, I always wanted to do this job, so I'm blessed to be able to continue doing this job. It's a great feeling to be able to serve the community.
John Stewart called them the backbone of America.
It's core exercises. We're trying to strengthen the core, and these guys are the core, and it's always been really important to me.
A special award was granted to L.A. first responders for their heroism fighting the wildfires. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Times Square.
Day 28 now of the government shutdown. Still no end in sight. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy was in our area at LaGuardia to assure folks that it is safe to fly. But air traffic controllers definitely struggling after receiving their first paycheck with no pay.
I've been clear to our air traffic controllers. They need to show up for work. They do really important work for our country, and they need to show up. But I'm not going to lie to anybody to not say that they're not feeling the stress.
Yes, they are, without a paycheck. He said a lot of these workers are the only income earners in their homes, and they're having a hard time paying their bills. For some of the newer workers who aren't at the high levels of income as the seasoned ATCs, Duffy says they are forced to take side gigs like Uber or DoorDash. They're saying that while they will continue to come to work, they recognize that there will be shortages. Unfortunately, that means a shortage of planes taking off to take you home, depending on how long the shutdown goes on, to see your families during the holidays.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.